simple, simple awareness. An awareness of things as they are, of things as they have come to be. What is already here? Already known. What is true? What is true this moment? Arising experience, ceasing experience. Just conditioned experience arising and passing away. Neither tarrying nor hurrying. Perhaps touching into that non-perplexity, it's just unreliable experience arising and ceasing. This simple mind, the mind that doesn't add. Judgments, agendas, sometimes this simple mind can understand the amazing, mind-blowing complexity of this system of this being, this human being. And sometimes the simple mind just simply recognizes arising, unreliable, ceasing. Struggle and resistance can arise and be known just simply. Dukkha arising. That very knowing. Dukkha ceasing. When wisdom is strong. Awareness and wisdom can allow a natural release of dukkha, of any flavor of dukkha. Sometimes we have a sense or a recognition and an understanding of the wisdom that releases the dukkha. There might be the recognition of impermanent, and that recognition and articulation of the wisdom that released the struggle. Or perhaps unreliable or not self. But sometimes we just understand the release. Dukkha ceasing. And that's enough. And this is wisdom doing its job. Understanding dukkha, releasing dukkha. Recognizing the non-arising of dukkha. Recognizing the mind that is free. Maybe just little tastes of that freedom for moments. The mind may find its way to a very natural awareness. No personal effort to be aware, just awareness happening. Just of what is naturally here can seem very ordinary sometimes. And yet the non-perplexity and doubt quite strong. Awareness doing its job. Aware just of these natural processes at work, the mind and body doing what they do. Aware of the processes of seeing, hearing, sensing, cognizing. Mindfulness, awareness infusing. The experience of this body, this mind. awareness infusing these processes as they do their jobs. Seeing, sees, hearing, hears, awareness, aware. Simple. Simple mind.